Now it's time for good news. We're joined by David Hong, one of our favourite breakfast producers. This is a segment. It's going to put a smile on your dial, you know, little pieces of I can't think of the word, David. David, how are you?
I'm good. Smile.
I was trying to think of a smile. What do you call it? Like a smile conjuring's not the right word, you know, just to pull something out of something, you know, to pull a smile out of people, because it is good news, like we've said a couple of times. Pieces of the very best lighthearted stuff from around the world. Do you want to take it away?
Yeah, sure. So the first story is about dogs. Everyone loves dogs.
Everybody,
you know?
Loves dogs. I already love this.
Yeah, so apparently dogs have a sense of humor. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I've never had a dog, funnily enough.
Oh, okay. Me too, actually. But the dog expert and psychology professor, Stanley Korn, he says that certain breeds actually have a sense of humor.
That's good. So as if, does this mean that, question without notice here, David, but does this mean that they're playing around with one another and maybe playing practical jokes of sorts on like a dog and their best friend dog, you know, at the dog park or whatever, do you know what I mean? Or on their owners, you know what I mean? Taking the mickey a little bit.
Yeah, it's usually directed to the owners.
Oh, cool.
Like, I'm sure dogs, like, they play together as well, but particularly to the owners as well.
That's nice. I love that. That's a lovely piece of news. What have we got coming up next? What's the next piece of good news for us, David?
So the next piece of good news is about a rise of female students who are interested in pursuing careers as trade workers or engineers.
Oh, cool. That's interesting, actually. I had a couple of mates studied engineering that lived around the corner from me not too long ago, mates from back home where I grew up. And they told me a stat once. I don't know why it stuck with me, but it's something like only 5% of the course are females that enroll in the course. So it's interesting. Tell us a little bit more, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a shortage in the number of male-dominated trades. And an organization called Women Who Weld are actually teaching welding skills for schoolgirls, which is pretty cool.
Welding skills.
Yeah, welding skills.
Oh, that's cool. I don't even know how to weld.
Yeah, like, you know, this is really good because it opens up career options for like robotics, vehicles, or like biomedical technology.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My sister's an engineer, and like she said, when she went to school, like university, she was the only girl, like,
yeah, that makes
in the
sense.
Cohort.
I suppose that makes sense. That's cool that they're doing welding at school. Did you do woodwork or anything, or industrial or tech or whatever it was called at high school or anything, David?
Yeah, I really love woodwork,
so
but
I
didn't do. Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I'm not like a particularly handy isn't a name that's often associated with me. Do you know what I mean? Around the house, like, I'm not good with that kind of stuff. I can grab out a drill or whatever. I've put I'll put like an IKEA flat packet together.
That's cool.
You know, that
requires skill.
And sometimes I'll jump out into the garage and like drill some stuff together. Like I made like a bit of a shelf thing the other day to put some stuff on or whatever, but I'm really just mucking around. I have no idea what I'm doing. So it's cool.
That's really cool.
That these students are being taught to weld at school. That's awesome. I wish I did.
Same. Me too.
Anyway, go on, David. What's our final piece of good news?
Yeah. So our final piece of good news is about Letters of Hope.
Ooh, tell us more.
Yeah. So Olivia Mars, she sends flowers and notes of encouragement into the letterboxes of people within her local community.
Oh, I heard about this. This is in Victoria, isn't it? Or Bendigo or something? Yeah, this is lovely.
Yeah, like she made around like 50 notes in total with messages such as, you know, believe in yourself or you're amazing. Those type of messages.
That's awesome. And I think some people genuinely like kind of do need that kind of support at the moment because it's tough going. Victoria are what, in their sixth lockdown or seventh lockdown or something like that? Like it just must be so much to deal with on the, like, it's like emotionally and physically exhausting, you know, being locked up, like not locked up, but you know what I'm saying.
So, it's so great because, you know, the last the last thing I saw in my letterbox was a candy wrapper. So,
Yeah, well, I got a bill the other day. I couldn't believe it. I was astounded too. I thought, because I just thought I'd, you know how you can just link it to your email and you think, okay, cool, that's simple enough. But got a bill in the letterbox. Tough stuff. All righty. Thank you so much for joining us, David. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Speak
to you
soon.
Me.